Emperor, the Gods of War, by Con Eagledon. Read by Paul Blake. Great men are necessary for our life, in order that the movement of world history can free itself sporadically by fits and starts, from obsolete ways of living and inconsequential talk. Jacob Burckhardt. Part 1, Chapter 1. Pompey pronounced each word as a hammer blow. Therefore, by his actions, Caesar is today declared enemy of Rome. His titles and honours are revoked. His right to command legions is struck from the records. His life is forfeit. It will be war. The Senate chamber was finally still after the storms of debate, the tension showing in every face. The messengers who had killed horses to reach them had no way of knowing the pace of those who followed. The Rubicon line had been crossed, and the legions of Gaul were racing south. Pompey had aged visibly over 2 days of strain, yet he stood before them with a straight back, his experience giving him the strength to dominate the room. He watched as the senators slowly lost their frozen expressions and saw dozens of them meet each other's eyes in private communication. There were many there who still blamed Pompey for the chaos in the city 3 years before. It had been his legion that failed to maintain order then, and his dictatorship that had arisen from that conflict. He knew there were more than a few voices muttering for him to put aside the position and elect consuls once again. The very building in which they sat was a constant reminder.